Good morning. Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I guess I got like scammed. I was on to get something. I don't know, some machine, some kitchen thing, and it said it was like on clearance. They weren't making any more. It was $2, and so I like applied for it or whatever. Asked you for your credit card information, so I thought I was putting my credit card. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I was just eating breakfast. I'm at work. I thought I was putting my credit card number in for the $2, and then all of a sudden it gives me $59.95 for you guys. I didn't hit complete order, but the money was taken from my account.
Okay, this is Sheila Horlick. Okay, I was able to locate the account by the phone number you're calling in from. And verify for me, please, your address.
5122 Southwest 92nd Terrace, Cooper City, Florida, 33328.
Okay, thank you. One moment.
I'm like, I just want to cancel it because, I don't want it. I just stupidly, well, how do I think, why do I think I'm going to get something for $2? I have no idea. But that was a stupid, mistake on my part. But I thought when it said continue, put your credit card number in, and then all of a sudden it says, okay, congratulations, you just got a meal plan or whatever with you guys for like $59.95. I'm like, wait a minute, I thought I was paying $2 for the machine.
Okay. Well,
So.
yes, I was able to locate the account, and yes, it signed you up in addition for a meal plan app, which provides you with nutritional recipes, tutorials, and things like that. I am able to lower the cost by $20 if you wanted to stay in the program.
No, I'm not interested at all.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I work in a hospital. My husband's a plumber. We don't have, like, it's, we're not the healthiest people, and we just don't have, we just don't have the time to,
I understand. Okay, I did cancel out the account, and then I can provide you with your cancellation number.
Have a piece of paper and write it down with. Will it be in my account if for any reason there's a problem?
Say that again.
Like, will it be listed in there if there's a problem or no?
The cancellation number, no,
Yeah.
I'll have to provide you with that.
All right, give me.
It's just confirmation that the account is canceled.
Yeah, no, I know. I just don't work. I'm trying to find a pen. You can never find one when you need one. Here's a pen. I appreciate you doing that. I don't know why I thought, being stupid, that I could actually get something for $2. Okay.
Okay, now the cancellation number is going to be C like Charles,
What is it? I'm sorry.
the letter C,
Okay.
9920772546.
Okay. It's 912. C as in cat. 912-772-946.
No, it's C, nine
Two.
two zero. Seven
Two.
seven two five four six.
Wow, I really got you, too many people talking in the background.
Now, I needed to mention in reference to a refund. We typically don't refund. I'm not able to provide you with a full refund of the $59.89, but I am able to at least credit 75% back to the account, and that would be $44.91.
But I literally just,
Order, did I understand?
it literally just was done.
No,
So,
I understand. It's not that I can't, the $59.89 won't process. It's just because of the disclosure of the terms and conditions. We're assuming the customers have read it. But since you just placed the order, the most I'm able to refund back would be 75%, and that would be $44.81. You still have access to the app for this month, and your name still will be entered in a drawing for the mixer.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm totally not interested in it at all. So, I mean, so you're going to refund 75%, and then I guess, what do I do? Just dispute the rest of my bank?
Well, I mean, that would be unfortunate because your bank will, provide you with a temporary credit pending the investigation. And then that's when we have to disclose what you voluntarily signed up for. I can send a message over to corporate to see if they're able to refund the charge in full.
Yeah, I mean, if you can let them know, literally, I called within 5 minutes of doing it. Like, was completely, listen, they just raised my rent $500. I live in South Florida, okay? I'm paying like $3,000 for rent, and I have three kids. Like, I just can't, you know what I mean? I can't afford this.
Right, I understand.
The first is coming up. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just, I can't. Like, I really can't afford it. My husband sees that on there. He's gonna flip.
Hold the line for one moment, if you don't mind.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And I haven't forgotten about you. One moment.
No problem. No problem.
No, Kay, thanks so much for holding. I did get approval to provide you with a full refund. You do
thank
want
you
to
so much.
You're welcome. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing, okay? One moment.
Not a problem at all. I don't care if it took a week. I really do appreciate your help. I truly do. I mean, it's like, honestly, it is my fault. I should have read better, and I didn't. You know, I just, like I said, I thought I was paying the $2 and that was it. I didn't even see anything about a meal plan. So I do apologize, and I really do appreciate you taking the time to give me the full refund.
No problem. Hold the line for one moment so I can process the credit.
Okay. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks for holding. You are all set. I did update the account. Again, you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of the credit.
Thank you again. And what is your name?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
I really, again, like, I can't thank you enough for going out of your way to do that for me. I really do appreciate that.
No problem. I'm glad I was able to help, and thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
You as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.